Is we in this joint? We in this joint. All right, let's get on into it. You hear me?
La la, yeah. La la, wait till I get my money right. Oh. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven.
When I woke,
I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless.
To whom much is given, much is tested.
Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure
under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly.
Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me.
The drama,
people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from.
La la la, la, la. Wait till I get my money right. La la la, la, la. Then you can't tell me nothing right.
Do it stay wet? Do it smell fresh?
Can I episode 174, another week's worth of wild, and we back up in this bitch.
She go next.
I'm saying for you,
Jack. Watch this. When I make you free, I'm gonna talk shit. You fuck back. Got grip, stick your tongue out when you get your spot hit. I just wanna know.
All this money on the floor, 10 racks, throw it up, watch how I do it. Make a drop to a toast, bend it up, pick it up real slow. I do it, baby, do it. Off that work, I stack a jacuzzi in my back, call me 06 Gucci. What's happening? Tryna make a movie. Just touched down, feeling like Lucci. Fucking on Tisha, fucking on Susie. Don't discriminate with this Uzi. She just wanna drink, do a little toosie. Beat it all day, beat it all night. I be on Gorilla going Kimbo Slice. I be with the killers, need to pay your fines. Try me once, you gon' pay with your life. All these guns on me, wish your set bitch throw it up. Heard you got a man, but he ain't like us. Yo, bitty Benz ain't doing enough. No, it's all on me. This might make you fall in love. Telling your friends you found the one. And I'm like, who? And I'm like, what? All this money on the floor. 10 racks, throw it up, watch how I do it. Make a drop to a toast. Bend it up, pick it up real slow. I do it, baby, do it. Off that work, I stack a jacuzzi in my back, call me 06 Gucci. What's happening? Tryna make a movie.
Let's go ahead and get into it.
I heard they wildin' for it.
Blessing
the loose.
Blessing
the loose.
I heard they've been wildin' for it. What's up, folk? It is your one and only favorite Modi Jacka Jack. Just another nigga with no bitches and an opinion, and I've been wildin' for respect.
How y'all living? How y'all feeling? What is really going on? What is really going on? Guys, I know I'm back. Last week I was not in. I'm gonna be honest with you. For the same reason why I damn near didn't want to record today. I don't see how that nigga Ag do it. I don't see how Ag drink as much as he be drinking and still be getting up to be doing shit. Like on days that he drink, like if Ag was to stream 2 days in a row, you know he getting blitzed. He blitzed on the stream. I don't get how bro wake up and want to do that shit again the next day. Now, granted, he usually do like a late night stream or some shit like that, so he get all day to recover, whatever the case. But, nigga, what I mean to tell you, I was faded last weekend. Sunday was not, and I'm dead wrong for that. I'm dead wrong for that. And the reason why I was so faded is because, guys, I've been tripping. I've been pulling up to the strip club, spending money, just doing ignorant shit. It's beyond me. But last night, And this morning, I feel like I got it out of my system. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was at the strip club last night. I was tired. Well, I ain't going to necessarily say I was tired, but I was a little tired later on in the night. And I was just thinking to myself, like, do I really need to be here? Why am I really here? I don't need to be here. And then this morning, I was just looking. I was looking at my bank account, and I was like, look at you, Don. Look at you. Look at you. Tripping. Then got a little money in my pocket and started doing ignorant shit with it. I'm over here giving money to hoes when I should be giving money to crypto. Bugging. So yeah, I think I didn't got it out of my system. I'm about to start doing what I always been doing, playing the crib on the weekends, saving my money. Like, I've been tripping. I ain't even going to sit here and lie to you. I've been tripping, and I'm cool. I'm cool on the strip club, but them Latin hoes, boy. Again, going up to goddamn Chicas Locas. I think that's what it is, Chicas? Chica Locas? Some shit like that. Them Latin hoes be up in there, boy. I can't help it. I can't help the Latin bitches be up in that joint. Bad, they be thick. They be pretty. And you know I got them. What? What's my little shorty? Lena. I fuck with Lena. She from the DR. She cool. She funny. So I be rolling up in there fucking with her, this and that shit. It might give her about $80, $100 in dance and some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But whoo, there's this one chick. Oh my God, there's this one chick. Her name Daniela. Oh my God. Daniela's little ass is sexy as can be. And in all reality, Daniela probably ain't nothing but like a cool little 7. She might be like a 7. She might be an 8'2". Probably maybe 120 pounds, some shit like that. Cool little B cup on the titty mains. Decent little ass. But the reason why I can fuck with her, cause see that Chicas Locas spot, they don't really be on stage dancing like that. Like they got a stage and bitches be hitting the stage, but they really don't be doing, like they really don't be doing shit on stage whatsoever. So I rarely even throw any money on the stage, but when little Daniela get up there, she be doing her little thing, getting a little twerk. They don't be hitting no crazy pole work, no shit like that, but she be up there looking sexy, my nigga. Oh my God. Like, and she really kind of inspired the song. Hold up. I'm about to play. I wrote this song the other day because I ain't made no music in a long time, and I heard the beat. I had the beat for a while, but for whatever reason, as soon as the beat came on, this was the first thing that came to my mind, and I said, fuck it, I'm just gonna write a song about it, and I didn't finish the song, nor am I gonna finish the song, but all I could think about was how drunk I was. I was faded in the strip club last weekend, my nigga. Well, I got that private dance from fucking Daniela. Nigga, when I mean to tell you, I was back here in that little private dance area sucking on them titties so hard. Like, and that's what I will say. See, I don't really like how the private shit set up at they spot. Like, when we was out in Austin and we went to Bear, they little private shit, like, you know, you private. Like, it's the whole little VIP or it's the whole little private dance section, but you kind of got your own, like, little cubicle, though. You know what I'm saying? You kind of got your own little cubicle. This shit over here at the little Spanish joint I be going to is really just, like, a big-ass, like, and I might have spoke on this on the last pod, but it's really just like a big ass section. It's just a big ass section that's just like behind the wall from the rest of the club. But it ain't like you just walk right through it. Like to get to the bar, you can walk right through it to get to the bar and everything. And I don't really like, I don't really like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't really like it. It's bitches, they walk back there, they trying to find somewhere for you to sit and all this and that. And I'm the type of nigga, I'm in there like, I be focused on my hoe, but at the same time, I be watching motherfuckers because I be feeling like they watching me. Like, I feel like I can't really get in my bag, and I ain't even a nigga to get too crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just be letting the hoes do their little thing, but sometimes, depending on, you know, the comfortability level with the shorty and the shorty with me, you know, I might do a little something. Like, with my little shorty laying a lot, like, nigga, I'm whooping that bitch. I was choking her last night when she was giving me the dance. Like, what? Like, girl, I want to fuck you, but I ain't trying to come up. She won't put $100 for the pussy. I ain't trying to come up off it. I don't want to come up off it. I should, but I don't want to. I wanted to for Danielle. Whatever her price was, I was going to pay it until she said $1,000. I was at $1,000. I just knew she was gonna say like $300 or $400 too. If she would have said $300 or $400, I would have. Yeah. And if I was to fuck her, it probably wouldn't even be hitting on nothing. The little bitch I got a little rapport with, I might as well get the money to her, cause she probably really gonna fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be cool. It's like, you know. But anyways, hold on. Let me just play the song. This shit funny.
It is in my mouth. I love those supple breasts. Didn't even waste no time. She know I'm about to blow a check. Did them in my mouth.
So yeah, that's all I could think about. I'm just like, man, Daniela had, I was just sucking on them titties, boy. That's all I could think about. That's all I could think about. But this is one thing that I really don't like. This is one thing you got, like, sometimes the bitches be trying to finesse. Like, you might only want to get one dance, right? But a bitch might quit. Hold on. Let me let you hear the hook right quick.
I'm fighting for you, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, I came through with that shit. Titties in my mouth, yes, I love them. Titties in my mouth, yes, I love them. Titties. That shit is hilarious. But some of the hoes, like, they be doing too much. You want sexy dance? You want sexy dance? Yeah, all right, come on, let's go. You do a dance, you only try to do one dance. You know what I'm saying? But then the bitches, they'll just keep grinding on you, this and that. And sometimes the songs be quick. Sometimes the songs will be quick, or they might start. Or see, and that's the difference. That's the difference between hoes doing good business. The hoes is in there really just about their money. They really don't give a fuck about the nigga whatsoever. They don't give a fuck about the nigga whatsoever. So some of them, if you walk back here and it's you walk back there and you start in the middle of a song or a song already playing, some of the ladies would be like, next song. So they'll just sit on your lap, this and that, whatever the case, for a little bit. You know, you just squeeze it on their booty, conversate, whatever the case may be. And then once the song that they about to actually give you the lap dance for, the private dance for, you know, that's when they're going to take their little bra off, their top off, whatever the case, and get to it. But the ones that don't do that, they might start in the middle of the song. You know it's in the middle of the song. So when the next song come on, you know, you're not sure if it's in your head of like, all right, is this going to be it? Whatever, whatever. And then they get off. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, that was two dances. It's like, all right, bitch. Like, I ain't going to sit here and argue with you. I ain't going to sit here and argue with you. I'm not trying to get kicked out or no stupid shit. Like, all right, bitch. Here, take the 40. Because the dances be 20 a pop. So it's like, take the 40. Whatever. But now you just, now you see me in this bitch again. Ho, don't come over here trying to sit on the arm of my chair, trying to con. No, because I already know how you work. Matter of fact, that happened last night. Big Booty John with the crazy BBL, the stupid BBL. Gave her, got to dance with her a couple weeks ago. She did that exact same thing. So when she rolled up on me last night, she kind of remembered me. I act like I ain't remember her though. And I was just like, yeah, nah. I was just like, yeah, you know. I was like, I'm cool right now though. Maybe later. This and that. She's like, okay. But I'm thinking in my head like, no, bitch, because I already know how you get down. Your big heavy ass. You gonna be trying to force the dances on a nigga? Nah. I like the shorties to straight up with it. They're going to tell you if we're going to wait for the next song, or if you come in there on the song, when the song is over, they're going to hop off of you, ask you if you want another dance. One more? Nah, I'm okay. Or yeah. They're going to ask you. Shout out them ladies. Shout out them ladies for sure. And shout out the ladies that don't be so mad like this. There's this one little joint. She roll up on me every time, trying to hi, like. and the woman is not. She's not ugly. And God, does she have a great set of breasts on her, an amazing set of breasts on her. But there is something about her that I don't find attractive. I think it's just because like her smile is so aggressive. I'm not sure what it is. And she doesn't really look old, but it's something about her that just kind of gives off a little older vibe. I don't know. It's just whatever. But she'll come through and try to get a dance and some shit like that. She's all up in your face smiling. As soon as you say no thank you, boy, when I mean to tell you that face switch up so goddamn quick. Is she up and off your head? And I mean, it's cool. Like, yeah, get up off me. But I'm just saying, like, just in the moment of it happening, it just be the funniest thing. And I just be thinking in my head, like, yeah, baby, see, like, I don't know. You got to learn a little more grace with this shit or something like that. Like, like, cause other niggas is watching, and how they move, how they take the rejection of not getting the dance. If another nigga is peeping that, it might make you think how the dance might actually be. You know what I'm saying? Like, will it be a good little dance and this and that or whatnot? Like, how will it really bold over, you know, this type of lady? If she, like, is the dance going to be worth it? Is she going to sell you the dream? You know, and it was funny. And then I'm about to play a clip. It's funny because, the one little shorty I be pulling up on fucking with her. She was the first person to do this. And as soon as she did it, I couldn't help but think of this clip. And in my head, I was dying laughing. Hold up. In T minus 5 seconds. Hold up.
Oh, nobody pushing. Nigga, they exploiting us. Nigga just coming in, throwing the money. And he ain't got damn finger juice on that. Man, he can't smell. Nobody pushing. But he done... Man, you done threw a whole lot of water. Nigga, you ain't touched nobody pussy. Man, listen. They used to bite through the jeans.
They used to bite through the jeans. They used to bite through the jeans.
What that used to make?
Man, they had a little vibrator on the tongue.
What that used to make a nigga do? Drop 20 more. more for another lap dance.
Oh, God.
Boy, you do that again, I'm going to drop 20 more. Yeah. Say, by the time I get to 180, 200 and lap dances, I done come. Listen, them ain't one, them 20.
Yeah.
When you're doing it, like, think about this, homie. $200 in 20s in lap dances is a good night on top of all them ones.
Biggest facts. Take your time.
But they don't know the art of lap dancing. They don't see they all that bouncing, that rough shit hitting your knee. Sit down and grind.
Yeah, nigga.
And my nigga, when I mean to tell you, now this is what I will say, and I've been, guys. I done pulled up to the strip club so much now. And because it is a Spanish strip club, a Latin joint, again, like I said, 80-90% of them Cuban. 80-90% of them in that bitch Cuban. So everybody in that bitch speaking Spanish. So it is mainly a bunch of Hispanic cats. You're going to have a sprinkle of Middle Eastern cats. You're going to have a sprinkle of Asian niggas, and you gonna have a sprinkle of black folk. I'm one of the over the past few weeks, guys. Friday and Saturday night, I've been bugging the fuck out. They understand. They know the one little shorty. When I go to her bar over by the motherfucking private dance shit, she know. When I pull it, she already asking. Water, because that's what I order at her bar. Water. When I go to the bar that I'm normally just sitting at over by the corner, they already know. Corona, no salt. They already know. Because I'm a consistent face at this point. I'm a consistent face at this point. And I'm only one of a handful of black folk that be in that bitch. So I say that to say, I haven't been club hopping and experiencing other joints the way I should. But in comparison to when I went to Bear and got the one, like I be seeing it, the hoes be bouncing on, boy, this one right here. This one right here, speak on it again, Charleston.
Take it
time. But they don't know the art of lap dancing.
Nigga.
They don't see they all that bouncing, that rough shit hitting your knee. Sit down and grind.
Yeah, nigga.
Nigga, these hoes, they grinding on you. They grinding on you. I can't speak for how they doing to everybody else, but I know when they do me, nigga, they trying to find the dick. And when they find the dick, they gonna scoot it up to your leg. My shit might be down by the side of my, on the inside of my thigh. They gonna bring that bitch up to the top front pocket. They gonna bring the dick up to the top front pocket and grind on that motherfucker. They gonna grind on that bitch. They ain't doing all that booty shaking. This no, and it ain't because they ain't got no ass. They're going to have some ass. But no, they grinding on your titties all in your face. All that. And yes. Shout out, my. That's why I had to start fucking with Lena. Because Lena was biting through the damn jeans. Lena was biting through the jeans. And last night, I almost wore sweats in that motherfucker. I thought about wearing sweats. But the reason why I didn't is because I was like, all right, Don, you low-key be pulling up to this spot. You done been in this bitch so much now that if you roll up in that motherfucker in sweats, it might be a little pervy. And I was like, you know what? Let me just put, I'm going to put on some G. But because I know how they like to do, and I want to feel it my damn self, I damn near put on some sweats last night. I damn near put on some sweats just for that. Just so they can find the dick more easy and get a nice yiv. Just in case you want to bite through the goddamn jeans. Nigga, what? We got to run that back again because that boy Charleston was talking some shit.
Say, by time, bite through the jeans. touch nobody pussy. Men, they ain't, man, listen. They used to bite through the jean.
They used to bite through the jean. They used to bite through the jean.
What that used to bite through?
Man,
what?
They had a little vibration.
That's the funniest shit ever. This is why I was so happy that, because from the moment I ever seen this clip, this shit was always hilarious, just them niggas' reaction to that shit. Because, again, I had never been no strip club goer like that, so fuck do I know. But just their reaction to that shit just had me crying laughing, because I'm like, yo, that must have really been a thing. Like, that must have really been a thing that them niggas related to that so fucking much. Like, that's just funny as hell. So when that shit happened, when Shorty really bit through the jeans on the dick, I was like, oh my God, this nigga Charleston was lying. These lad hoes know how to get to it. I'm not gonna lie to you. And partly, I think the reason why they probably so nice with the private dances is because, again, in that club, it ain't no ones kind of club. It ain't no ones in the club like that. A motherfucker might see a bitch that he like on stage, this and that, and he'll walk up on her, you know, put a little 5, 6, 7, whatever the money, whatever it is to her, shit like that, and cop his little feels, and that's be it. Me, when I be throwing a little money on the one, like, I be throwing this shit for real. Like, I don't even really be taking advantage of it the way the other niggas be doing it. I just, you know, shit, I see the bitch look like she doing a little something, I throw a couple dollars and shit, I'm just back on my phone. I really ain't even paying no much attention to the hoe like that, for real. The other niggas, when they go giving them ones, nah, they copy feels first and this and that. I'm like, that's probably, but I'm just thinking about it in a nigga way of just throwing money. You know what I'm saying? But again, because they don't really be doing it like that for real, everybody's money is really coming from the dances. That's why when you sitting down and all this and that, bitches is just always rolling up on you. Hey, baby. With their little accent. Hey, baby. What's your name? John. I say Don, but for whatever reason, I feel like they don't be hearing Don, so I just say John. John, nice to meet you. My name is so-and-so, whatever. How's your night? It's good. I'm chilling. Oh, it's good. You want sexy dance? No, I'm okay right now. And that's just what it's going to be. That's rinse and repeat all the hoes. That's rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. But yeah, I felt that nigga Charleston on that, and I was feeling them on this just simply conversate on the money. Now, granted, a lot of these hoes, they English really ain't even all that, so they can't really conversate but so much, and I can't really conversate but so much, excuse me, because I don't speak no Spanish. So that's one thing, that's what I like about the club, but then that's one thing I don't like, because it's like, oh, I can't even really, like, get to talk to the hoes for real, like, the way I would want to, and not even so much because I'm really just, like, trying to run game or no shit like that, but just, like, just to talk to the hoes, like, shit, what the fuck y'all on then? All this and that shit, you know what I'm saying? So it makes me wish that I could speak some Spanish so I could hold that down a little bit. You did. But anyways, what will be the next topic?
You better wrap that gavel up, B.
Let me just finish this clip before I find the next one, because it's just hit too hard. One more time for the boy Charleston White.
What that used to make a nigga do? Drop 20 more for another lap dance. Boy, you do that again, I'm gonna drop 20 more.
Yeah.
Say, by the time I get to 180, 200 in lap dances, I done come.
Yeah. On giz. I feel like I had me a little pre-nut the other day. But anyways, the next topic, language. Speaking of not really knowing how to speak Spanish and this and that. Being in the club, it really made me think, like, man, languages, that's really something crazy. Language is that's a crazy thing in life. Like, how did it happen? How did language really come about? You know what I'm saying? Like, how? When did, first, how many, let me Google that. How many official languages are there on planet Earth? Let's just take a quick moment to Google that right quick.
I know I shouldn't have did that. I know it's going to come right back. I know it's going to destroy everything I made. It's probably going to get your boy sent away. But this game I play ain't no way to fix it.
Holy mackerel. Oh, shit. Before I even started, whoops. When I get to one brick. My fault, guys. Holy mackerel, guys. Apparently, there is over 7,100 languages that is spoken on Earth. Currently, the number is estimated to be 7,117. Although, it should be noted that it refers to the known languages. It does not delve into hypothetical existing remote areas. How does that even happen, bro? How does that come about? How crazy, like, think about that. Because I'm just sitting here thinking, like, what was it that made, like, I'm really speaking right now. I'm really talking. I'm like, I know it sounds stupid, but think about what I'm saying to y'all. I'm really talking to y'all right now. And not only am I talking to y'all, y'all niggas is listening. Y'all just heard me. Y'all understood me say that. Y'all really understood me. Y'all understanding me right now. Y'all saying, yeah, we get you. That's how crazy language is. Language is so crazy that at this very moment, you could be annoyed with me. Off the simple fact that I'm being redundant. That's crazy. Because if I go to Asia, the annoyance is going to come from the frustration of not understanding. But why don't they understand me? Why? Just because they're from Asia? Yes, that's why. But why? How did, who, when, like, what made Asians speak the way they speak? What made Mugs in goddamn Dubai in motherfucking Afghanistan, what made them speak the way they speak? What made someone in Brazil speak the way they speak? Like, when language first came about, what was it about? That shit's crazy, bro. I'm trying to make sense of what I'm saying, but honestly, I can't even make sense into what I'm saying. Oh, let's see. I'm just going to do a quick read. Do you know that most languages belong to a family? A family is a group of languages that can be shown to be genetically related to one another. The best known languages are the ones of the Indo-European family, to which English belongs. Considering how widely the Indo-European languages are distributed geographically and their influence in the world affairs, one might assume that a good proportion of the world's language belongs to this family. That is not the case. However, there are about 200 Indo-European languages. But even ignoring the many cases in which language, a language's genetics affiliation cannot be clearly determined, there are undoubtedly more family of languages, about 250, than there are more members of the Indo-European family. I don't even know what that means, bro. It's just like, again, French, oui, oui. What? Who said that I love you means te amo? Like, what? How, I can't even stay on this topic long because it's really just like one of those high thoughts that I wasn't high about. Maybe I was thinking about it because I was drunk, but again, I'm just in a place where I was just in a setting where Muggs was speaking a different language, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, yo, this is really crazy. Like, I'm always so fascinated by people that are bilingual. I'm very fascinated, and I'm extremely jealous. Oh, I'm extremely jealous of them. Just because, like, it's like, how does your mind work? You know, like, I remember I was talking to the homie Seabass. I work with him. He's our shop foreman. He's one of my supervisors. And I was just asking him about, you know, speaking different languages and whatnot. And I was like, yo, did you learn Spanish? Like, I'm like, you speak Spanish. So did you learn Spanish? Did your parents, was it a Spanish household? And then when you got to like elementary school, that's where you started to pick up your English? Or like, how did it work for you? And he was like, well, really? He's like, really, my mom's a teacher, and one of the things that she teaches is Spanish as a second language, or something to that effect. But she teaches Spanish. She obviously speaks Spanish. Seabass, he's Mexican. His mom's Mexican. This and that. But he was like, he was like, really, bro? He said, I didn't really learn Spanish until like high school. He was like, in my household, all we spoke was English. Like, yeah, my mom, she speaks Spanish and this and that, but we really spoke English. He was like, I would pick it up, like, being with my mom, going on, like, field trips and shit with her, and she'd be speaking Spanish, the kids would be speaking Spanish, whatever the case may be. He said, I would pick it up a little bit like that, and then when I got to high school, he was like a lot more Spanish kids started coming to Cyprus, so they were speaking Spanish, and girls was trying to flirt with me and shit, but they would flirt in Spanish, so I didn't know it. Then he was like, when I got to college, I was starting to pick it up a little more, but he said, truthfully, a lot of it I learned on the job. He said, bro, going to all these different construction sites and working in dispatch and stuff like that, like, half the people you're going to call, half the customer base is going to speak Spanish. So I would slowly pick it up like that, like, and they'd be saying shit, and like, something, or a rapido, or what. It's like, oh, like, they would be speaking, like, on our control. Like, he was like, oh, the control, the speed control isn't working. So the guys would say, the Spanish guys would say, they would say turtle in Spanish and rabbit in Spanish. And then Seabass wasn't really, he was like, huh, like this and that. And then when he finally caught on to like, oh, they're talking about the speed, because that's the picture of it. That's the pictures on all the machines. Like, the to control the speed, you got the turtle and then you got the rabbit. So that's how, and he was like, oh, so that's what they're talking about, the speed. So slowly he was like, I would just get reps, and that's how I would learn how to speak it. But I bring him up to say of like, it's just wild to watch people speak Spanish in one sentence, and then the very next sentence start speaking English to you like it ain't nothing. Like, it's like, bro, like, all I can think about is how your brain works. What is going on in your brain to just flip switches and shit like that so quick? Like, that's crazy. It's just insane, bro. It's very insane to me how language. I might have to do some more research on this and come back in and do and dive deeper into this on next week's episode, because it's just crazy. It's really crazy to think, like, what the fuck is language, bro? What is language? Oh, no. This whole entire time? Oh, damn it. Shout out to Cell. Shout out my fucking safe fail, or fail safe, whatever you want to call it, on this one shit. Sometimes my Pro Tools would be shutting down because I got too many windows and stuff open. But one time for that system audio. That's the one that always comes in through on the Klizzage. But, all right, guys, enough language talk. Let's get to another topic.
better wrap that gavel up, B.
How many people do y'all really know in life? I'll ask it again. How many people do y'all really know in life? And not how many people do you know, like you might have a wide network of people. You might have 2 friends. You might have 100 friends. You might have 50 friends and 300 associates or just people that just know you by name, facial recognition, whatever. Like, oh, shit, that's Jack. Oh, shit, that's Don. Oh, shit, that's what up, bro? What up? This and that. Not that kind of know. How many people do you really feel like you know in life? I forgot what it was that was making me think about this the other day. I think I was just thinking about some, it was on some music shit. With just like local artists and shit like that. And just support and this and that shit and supporting this person and or maybe supporting these people more or whatever, being bigger fans, whatever the case may be. And it's just like, and just thinking like, oh, like, but truthfully, like I fuck with these niggas, but I don't know these niggas no more than I know Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know these niggas no more than I know Lil Wayne. Like I've met them personally and have had conversations and shit like that before. But in all reality, I really don't know these niggas. You know what I'm saying? And then it just, so that just made me think like, damn, like how many people do I feel like I really know in life? Y'all want to know what's crazy? I feel like I can confidently say that I only know one person in life. I think I only know one person in life. And that's my brother. I think my brother is the only nigga that I really, really know. Like, I know this nigga. And even then, I think I probably only know my brother up to like 75, maybe 80, 85%. Maybe. I don't think I can fully say I 100% know this nigga. But I know that nigga. I know my brother. I know my brother. But I think the reason why I can say, I think the reason why I feel like I know my brother is because I know my brother's flaws. I know his imperfections. I really understand how he moves in maybe not the best light. And that's not to say my brother's just like a foul ass, ill intent nigga. And this and that. But I guess the reason why I feel that way is because, well, in life, how many times are we really trying to show people that? But just how many people get to see that? How many people really get to learn your ways that may not be the most flattering or may not, you know what I'm saying? That would just make a motherfucker want to judge you. And not just necessarily say to be wrong to not, well, maybe that's not what I'm trying to say. Not to say that it wouldn't be wrong, but a motherfucker can know you, but still hold you down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the homies in the group chat. They the dogs. Yeah, I'm closer to to other ones than, you know, I'm closer to certain niggas than I am to others and this and that. But, you know, I rock with everybody and this and that. But maybe it would be fair to say, truthfully, that niggas I've been in a group chat with ever since, for 10 years now, for the most part, niggas I've been knowing that I've been knowing for 10 years now, it might be safe to say I really don't know these niggas. Just because of the simple fact that I don't know the worst of them. You know what I'm saying? I only know what it is they tell me. I only know what it is they show me. Maybe I might see some shit or whatever, and it's like, oh, okay, maybe I can kind of see something, this and that. But the truth of the matter, I don't know these niggas. That's not to say I ain't got love for the niggas, because I think as men, we don't really go that far. We not really tripping in to go that deep into really knowing niggas like that to begin with. You know what I'm saying? But I was just thinking about that. It just made me wonder, like, man, I want, like, I know my dad as my dad. I know my dad as my dad. I have no idea who Troy is. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea who Troy is. I know my mom is my mom. I couldn't really tell you who Rachel is, but I feel like I might have a better understanding of who Rachel is in comparison to who Troy is. Because when me and my mom started building our relationship, I was older. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only knew my mom from being my mom as like a super, 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 super young kid. Then I was a teenager, and then I moved in with her when I was, 18, 19 years old. So I've really kind of only known my mom as an adult. And so I don't know. I just, like, I always feel like me and my mom's relationship is definitely a mother-son relationship. But, like, I do kind of look at my mom as, like, my dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like my mom is just fun. My mom fun. She fun. Like, she loves sports. She loves music. Again, like I said, when we be traveling, like, she be with the shits, she ready to go out, all this and that. Like, mom's is just fun. She really, I really look at mom as, like, one of my best friends. Like, no cap. But like I said, even then, I couldn't really tell you who Rachel is. I don't know. I couldn't really tell you who Troy is. I don't know. And so it just made me wonder, like, I wonder how many people can say they really, really feel like they know somebody. I wonder if that, like, if you're a parent, if I was a parent, I could probably say, would you feel confident in saying you really know your child? Do you really know your child? I think a lot of people feel like they really know their child, but then some shit happened, and then it's like, oh, shit, like, I didn't know you was like that. Or it's like, oh, shit, like, I didn't even know you was like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knew? Damn, who knew? It just makes me wonder. I'm really curious. How many people can really say that they really know somebody, you know? How many people can really? And truthfully, but people not thinking about that, I think that's where a lot of shit be getting fucked up in life, especially when people try to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, folk might try to get on you, this and that. Motherfuckers might try to get on me. It's like, come on, bro. Like, you know you really don't know me, right? Like, you speaking right now recklessly. You know you really don't know me, right? You do understand that. You have to understand that. Like, you don't know me. And it really, it sounds like it's one of those cheesy kind of things to say, like, oh, like, what? Motherfucker, you don't know me. This and that. Like, it sounds like one of those corny little comebacks, like, your mama is, but what am I? Like, your mama, well, what am I? What am I? You know what I'm saying? Sound like one of those things. But in all reality, I think if people were to just be more conscious of that, I think shit would like move a little different in the world. You know what I'm saying? I think shit would move just a little more different in the world if folk really just took the time to think about, like, oh, like, I really don't know this nigga. I really don't know what this motherfucker be going through. I really don't know what this motherfucker ever went through. I really ain't got a damn clue of what this motherfucker is capable of. I really don't know. So maybe I should relax, or maybe I should think twice, or maybe it's just going to be what it's going to be. But at least if it's going to be what it's going to be, I can rest easy at night knowing that when I made the decision, I also thought about that too, of like, hey, because I don't know this nigga, so shit could, you feel me? You feel me? Like, that's just something motherfuckers should think about. But yeah, you know, so it just made me, that was just something I was thinking about the other day. And, maybe you should ask yourself that. How many people do you feel like you really know in life? You know what I'm saying? Last and final topic.
You better wrap that gavel up, B.
I started something last week that I will continue to do. I will say maybe twice a month. $100 giveaway. Last week I did a $100 giveaway if you could finish the lyric to a song. Last week's category was legendary YouTube freestyles. And I chose the Gucci Mane freestyle. Nigga looking at me. I think the nigga mugging. I think he don't like me. And the way my clique thugging. And to my surprise, because I was telling people, like, oh, yo, I'm going to go live, this and that. I'm going live, 8 p.m., $100 giveaway. All you got to do is finish the lyric. Now, the reason why I was confident to give away the $100 is for two reasons. One reason, I didn't think motherfuckers would know the lyric, unless you know the lyric. And two, well, for what happened. Nobody really showed. A handful of people showed a little, like, one person did end up winning. I think they ended up Googling it. So the next time I do it, I'm going to have to do a little workaround to make sure motherfuckers ain't cheating. make sure motherfuckers ain't cheating. But it was cool. My boy Dallas, my boy Duck, he won it. So I was happy. I was happy that I was able to even give it to my dog Duck. But I was a little surprised though. I ain't gonna lie. I was a little surprised that folk didn't really show up like that. Like, I think Duck was the only one that was the reason why I let Duck win is because he was the only one in there. If there would have been another person in there trying to get to it, once I realized that I knew that he didn't know the answer, I would have been like, nope, it's a wrap. But the fact that I knew he didn't know the answer, but he also was the only person that showed up, I was like, all right, I'm going to give you some time to figure it out. And he figured it out. But it made me think, though. I'm like, damn, ain't that crazy? Now, here I am offering to give away $100. Free gas money. That's free gas money right there. Quick hundo. Send me a cash app. I'm going to shoot it right over to you. All you got to do is guess it. Folk wasn't even trying to put their name in the hat. And it made me think, like, damn, times must not be that tough. $100 ain't. Niggas ain't that desperate. Not for no $100. It's just $100 and I ain't finna do all that. Now, in all reality, I want to up it. One day, I want to give away like three bands. That would be cool. But like I said, it's it was just a little crazy to think like that nobody really popped up the way I thought they would for the hundo. But on the next one I might up it to 200, or I might just do the 100. I don't know what category I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be switching it, R&B, rap. I think I might break it down a little more. Like, hey, this week I'm gonna be doing something from Big Crit. Or this week I'm gonna be doing something from Kanye. Or this week I'm gonna be doing something from Jagged Edge. And it's gonna be from this album. So it could be any song and it could be any lyric. But if you want to give yourself a good chance, maybe you can listen to this album during the week. And you know what I'm saying? You might just hear the lyric and you can rock with it. So, I think that's something I want to just, you know, continue to do. Kind of be my little way of giving back, you know what I'm saying? Giving back to the people in a way that I can appreciate. And doing something that I love music, you know what I'm saying? I want to see what people's taste like. Pause. I want to see what shit tastes like. That sounds crazy. No matter how you spin it, that just sounds crazy. So I don't think I'm gonna name it that. Right now I just have it a bum name. Finish the lyric. Some goofy shit like something very generic. I'm gonna have to think of something cool. But yeah. But anyways, guys, I didn't lie to you and tell you that it was going to be a short one. But it is going to be a short one today. What has been my song of the week? Have I had a song of the week this week? I don't know. I don't think I had a song of the week this week. What's something I like to listen to? I don't even know. That's crazy. Maybe I'll play some of my shit. Maybe I'll play some Jack Haynes for the song of the week. Big 20, Sunday Stroll, Ode to Harlem, Hit Me Up. Maybe we'll do Hit Me Up. I ain't heard Hit Me Up in a while. That's my shit. Shout out DJ Head. He said listening to this song reminded him of eating a bad steak. Which I did kind of understand because the intro is so long. The intro is so long and I'm like, how I'm just like talking over it. Like I'm talking, like I'm rapping, but you probably couldn't realize, like, is this an intro or is the mix just bad? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, the intro in this song is long as a bitch, but, so I kind of understood where he was coming from. Really, I didn't. I did. I understood it, but really, I'm like, well, hey, he can say what he want. This is my shit right here. So, yeah, without further ado, man, some throwback Jack Haynes. Hit me up. Juice.
Lack of direction, niggas is flexing, they searching for guidance. No time with they fathers, I'll son them for cheap. Yeah, show you the ways, turn wolves to a sheep. The moment you speak, I don't rap to just talk. I need panties to fold. I need thousands of bros. I need tongue on my bows. I need water from Mick. You ain't ballin', you nicks. I won't fall for the tricks. You see, I'm juiced out and steez down. Level up, the price is down. I need my tummy tucked. All you rappers suck. I ate your dinner. Tell your mama to go pack the lunch. I'ma need it too. Yeah, we feasting, fool. Take a picture and remember, this is what the scheming do.
I hit your back up on the mud. If you need the blood, wound and juice, I got it. Hey, just tell them come my way.
Motherfucker, bro.
Hit me up tomorrow if you need the blood.
The heavy kiddo in your fucking presence. No need to shed the dead weight. I'm just giving a lesson. This is a blessing. Need viewers' discretion. Where's my collection? Too many bones and not enough clothes. I sleep on my toes. That means I'm on point.
I will.
Clear customs with ease.
Got drugs up my sleeves. It flow down my veins. Got stories for days. Listen close. You hear the game I'm trying to coach. When I was young, you not no more. So them ways gotta go. Cause I can tell you being broke. Make the choice, food or smokes. Nigga, what? Bitch, it's toke-toke. And we get low-low. Holla at them folk. Cause on my mama, I can't hear it, bro. But I can get you right.
Hit your back up on the mic. If you need the blow, I got it, hey.
Fuck it.
Just tell them come my way. Hit me up tomorrow if you need the blow. I got that juice away.
That's probably one of my favorite hooks. That's probably one of my favorite hooks. Along with Over to the Side. Over to the Side, hold up. Hold up.
Say what? All them things we seen on the app, you would never know.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Big Jack in the building. Big Jack in the building.
Say one step.
Jacket
can't do you no harm. I can't do you no wrong, but I might do you.
That's my shit right there. Over to the side. Yeah. You tell me that you love me. Jagger, can't do you know. Oh. Yeah, that's my shit right there. But all right, guys. That has been the pod. That has been another episode. Episode what? What episode is this? This is episode 174, right? Am I bugging? Am I tripping? I really don't even know. That's how I know I'm tripped. That's how I know I'm bugged out. Cause I couldn't even tell you what episode this is. Oh, damn. This is episode 173. I'm bugged out. Did I not episode? What? What's going on? I might be tripping, guys. It's supposed to be episode 174. Maybe I didn't upload 173. Ain't no telling. But anyways, let's get on up out of this junk.
For you, Jack. I'm fighting for you, Jack.